This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Oh!
Still got it.
I know. Man, you know, I mean, I know what she looked like 40 years ago, and she was an attractive woman, but my God.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was hot when she was young. Yeah. You know? She was better looking than AOC. Of course, AOC's got that donkey face, like, teeth thing. I couldn't take that.
She's
cute.
She's not that unattractive. I mean, no. AOC is far more attractive than the rest of the squad.
Elon Omar is actually a pretty good looking woman. But anyway, that's not what we're here for. You ready on the buttons?
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
Just one more time. I had to.
Thank you, Glenn Beck. Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for February 2nd,
2020.
One. Barbara still hasn't fixed that voice at the end there.
I think the problem is she's just getting old and she just doesn't want to do anything. Management just doesn't like me. Bastards.
I've turned down sexual favors to get her to fix it. So I think we're screwed. Sorry. There's just some things I won't do for the show. Anyway, Groundhog Day. Bill Murray told me to repeat this show over and over and over and over. But the Groundhogs had 6 more weeks of winter, and I live in Florida, so it's kind of a moot point. But you might not feel the same way, Slimbo.
I don't. I'm sitting here right now pulling on my pressure point in my neck because I'm in pain from shoveling all this shit. We got another 4 to 6 inches on the way tonight. That's just ridiculous.
That's what she said.
We had 3 rounds. We had like 4 inches in round 1. We had like 10 inches in round 2 and like 8 inches in round 3. And now we're getting round 4. And now they're saying another huge storm Saturday into Monday. So, you know, I'm ready to move. You got room? Can I bring the family?
I got three bedrooms doing nothing.
Yeah, but listen, dude. I got 2 dogs, a cat.
No.
And my in-laws.
No cats.
What about the in-laws?
I like your in-laws.
All right, so they can. All right, well.
As long as it's not your mom.
All right. I call the game room.
My cave?
Yes.
Oh, because the pinballs and stuff are in there, plus 3 big TVs and all that good stuff. Yeah, I know.
You posted your little picture the other day, you know, smiling from Florida, you know, whatever, happy meme, you know, and I wanted to give you the big old middle finger. But, you know, people have got to be looking at me like, this guy is an asshole. I mean, you know, I flip you off on those posts, and they got to really think I'm an asshole.
Well, if they listen to the show, they find out that we do that stuff on purpose. So.
We do. That's okay. We do. It's just all in good fun. Speaking of that, yeah, I posted one of those memes to Facebook that, you know, said that something to do with your family, and it was kind of, you know, it was inappropriate. And of course, I had a family member comment, you know, you do have family on Facebook. I know. So what? It wasn't directed at you. And if it was, I would have tagged you.
Well, no CB Snow tonight, so we won't make fun of him because he's probably still digging out.
Or sleeping.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. We come on in his bedtime.
Well, if he's been digging out all day, he's kind of tight.
Yeah, I know. Well, wait till we start doing Idol Radio in a couple weeks because the Idol Radio show starts at 11.
Yeah, I know.
Eastern.
That's in 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks. Hey, so the big thing coming on this week is the Tampa Bay Bradys. I mean, the Buccaneers. They're in Sunday Super Bowl, my hometown team. I am a season ticket holder. The Weeknd is the halftime performer. I like with The Weeknd. His music's good, and he's got great taste in women, so the dude's all right with me. But if the Buccaneers win versus Mahomes and the defending champion Chiefs, I think Tampa will be slightly ahead of Los Angeles in the race for best sports teams. Because the Lightning are the current Stanley Cup champs, and they're kicking butt. I watched them last night again. And the Rays, they were the runner-ups to those Dodgers. in the World Series. And quite frankly, I don't think the NBA should even count, since LeBron and the rest of the NBA are wholly owned subsidiaries of China who've put us in this mess. So screw them. So I'm going to watch the Super Bowl on my OLED big screen, not in my seat at Raymond James Stadium. Another fuck you, China, right there. If the stadium could be filled, I definitely would have gotten my seats at face value. As it was, I had to go into a frickin' lottery for the couple of seats they're doling out to season ticket members, and I didn't get mine. So I'll stay at home and watch it. You know, the only Super Bowl in my hometown ever in my life.
Maybe it's for the best. Maybe there's a reason why. Maybe all everyone that
The Chiefs will win by 30 or something. Then I'll be okay not going, but still. The packages, so they did offer me a package. Like, oh, if you're not going to win the lottery, here's a package. You can do this, Zip. You can come meet NFL players. Yeah, from a socially distanced amount of space. And do the NFL experience. Well, Roger Goodell pisses me off. That's one thing CB and I have in common for sure. $7,600 per person.
No shit.
Yeah. Now, guess what? I got an email this morning. Same offer, same package. $5,600. Went down $1,600 in 4 days.
So here's
apparently there ain't getting a lot of takers.
Let me ask you a question. When you get off tonight after the radio show's over, go back into that email and check the header and see if it says no reply at, whatever.com. And if it doesn't say no reply.
Oh, I know who I got it from.
Okay, well, reply back to him and give him a counter offer. And I guarantee you, they won't say no.
Well, the thing is, the face value of tickets was from $960 to $3,600, okay? And it didn't matter which seats I got. If I got end zone seats for $960, I would have taken them. That's fine.
But would you have taken $3,600 ones?
Well, my seats, my normal seats that I have for the season would have been the $3,600 seats.
So now, right now,
I have club box seats right near the 50.
And that's per ticket?
Would it be?
Okay. So right now,
and I would have spent $3,600 for two tickets, and that's fine. But I'm not going to pay extra money to the NFL for anything.
Oh, no. Like I said,
I'm fire not. Up a, I've got fire a nice big TV.
Fire up an email. Hit
fire
reply.
Up an e- I think you'd say fire up a bowl.
No, all that too, but fire up an email. Hit reply.
Maybe on Sunday.
And say, listen, you went from 76 to 56. I paid 36. I'll give you 36. And I guarantee you within 15 minutes, you get a reply back that says sold. Here's your ticket link. Buy your tickets. And you can go to the Super Bowl.
All right, before we go on to this rest of this stuff, I want to say hi to my buddy Rick, who's tuned in tonight. Rick had a loss in his family recently, and condolences from me, your younger brother. He is a fantastic poker dealer and one of the best guys I know. So thanks,
right, Rick. I do have a public service announcement for Rick, though. Just because.
For Rick?
Yeah, just because.
You don't even know Rick. Okay,
drugs are bad.
Just want him to know drugs are bad.
Oh, well, he drinks. I don't think he does drugs. He drinks.
I wasn't saying he did.
Okay. All right.
Just give him a public service announcement from off the radio.
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad.
There you go. So, Slim, you've been shoveling all this snow. How's your back?
Fucking horrible.
Horrible. You and I both have back problems.
Yeah, I'm two biking in today. A couple bowls. And like I said, sitting here with a cane pulling down on the pressure point in the back of my neck as we speak. So
I got one of those things. Yeah. Yeah, but when you have a bad back, the question is to bidet or not to bidet, because that's one of the ways. If you're on the toilet, and you're doing your business, and man, you got a bad back, it's rough. And I thought about that for you and your back. Now you can get a bidet installed at your house for about $2,500.
But here's the thing. I got to thinking about this after we talked a little bit about this on pre-show.
Yes.
I don't need this. I don't need it. And I'm going to get a little,
because you got mile long arms and a bony ass.
No, it's got nothing to do with that. This is off to a great.
He's called DJ Slim for a reason, people.
There's lots of reasons to call, but this is off to a radio, so we are going to get off the hook.
Okay.
I've had 5 neck surgeries, and I have pain that goes down the right side of the left side of my body, down my left arm.
Right.
Guess which hand I don't use to clean myself after I take a shit.
Oh, okay. So you're so okay.
It actually doesn't. I don't have a problem with that.
All right. Well, for the rest of the world who's up there shoveling out, the good bidets, the Kohlers, they're between $6,000 and $8,000, and they're not cheap. And now, if you don't have the room in your house, and you don't want to spend the money to remodel your house just to fit one in, because then you're looking at $15,000 or more, there is an alternative. It's called a bidet seat, and I have one of these.
And my boss does too.
They're about $500. It's got heated water, not cold water, heated water.
So and a heated seat.
Your bum is pampered. And then it's got a fan to dry your bum if you want.
Huh? Wait, does yours, when you walk up to it, does the lid lift up automatically as well?
I've got self-closing seats everywhere.
I'm just checking.
Of course I do. You know I do. You've been to my house.
I don't remember. I don't remember. Oh. I didn't use the bidet. I didn't.
I didn't have the bidet then. Last time you were here, I didn't have it. I just got it this year. Or last year. But if you use a bidet, you'll be totally freshy fresh without straining your back at all. So there you go. There's our public service announcement. Now, all you people who are poo-pooing this out there, I gave you a public service announcement 5 years ago. It came up on my thingies today. Buy Amazon at $468. Okay? Those of you who listened, love me. If you didn't listen, Amazon closed right around $3,400 today, so bite me.
Yeah. You know, on your bidet thing though too. Yeah. The nice thing with all these people like you that have the bidet, you didn't have to hoard tons and tons of toilet paper either.
Oh God. Well, actually I had tons and tons of toilet paper when the thing crashed because I buy it from Amazon.
There you go.
There you go. Jeff Bezos pisses me off, but I like the stock.
I have to admit, like I said, my boss has one of these at the house that is next door to the business. And, no one lives in there. It's used for meetings and for family retreats and stuff like that. But they have one of these, like the same seat that you have. I have to admit, I have never, ever partaken in the experience of the bidet. So
Rick said, what? He thinks I'm funny. Funny how? Like a clown? Like I got a big red nose? Hey, by the way, Rick, at one point in time, he was an extra on The Sopranos. And he can do Joe Pesci better than anybody I've ever met. So
I think we need to get Rick to come on the show sometime.
I might get Rick to come on the show.
There
Rick,
you go.
Rick is we'll a very entertaining man. Well, he's Rick, done he's done stand up and everything. So he's got an AFTRA or SAG card or something. He's actually a real actor. Hey, President Fraudenstein. You know, that old feeble old fart in the White House. He came out to make us all feel better about the China virus. China virus. Damn. See, I thought it was like Beetlejuice, and if I said it three times in a row, Trump would appear instead of that senile old liberal fart. Anyway, we're gonna let President Fraudenstein explain himself from the teleprompter. He does everything from the teleprompter. He's even talking about the FBI agents getting killed today. He had to have notes. I mean, this guy's pathetic. But here's a sound clip so American can feel better about China virus. Go ahead.
100 million doses to be delivered this summer. And some of it will come as early, begin to come in early summer, but by the mid-summer that this vaccine will be there. And the order, and that increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50%, from 400 million order to 600 million. This is enough vaccine to fully vaccinate 300 Americans. By end of the summer, the beginning of the fall. But we want to make, look, that's, I want to repeat, it'll be enough to fully vaccinate 300 Americans to beat this pandemic, which is in the.
So he couldn't even get it right when he repeated it.
That's,
did you notice he said the word summer three times in like 8 seconds.
Yeah. And that was the worst part about the gaffe with the 300 is that not only did he say it the first time, he didn't even correct himself because I don't even think he realized he fucking said it. And then he did it again. I mean, is the teleprompter that, is it really too fast for him? I mean,
I don't know. But hey, he's got more money in the bank than you and I do. Thank you, China.
It's just, this is,
the problem is this guy's in charge of the U.S. budget and he's obviously not good with numbers. I don't think that bodes well for us.
And this is when I wish, you know, we had CB here to ask too, because you know, he's a little bit older, not much older than you, but a little bit older.
Way older than me.
I've only seen a few presidents. You've seen more than me. Have we ever had somebody so ill speak, not just can't talk? I mean, is it really this bad with public communication? I mean, with speaking? I mean,
not even close.
I mean, look at Kennedy. He was a magnificent speaker. I mean, yes. Trump was he was not a great speaker. He was very harsh. Obama was a great speaker. Clinton wasn't a horrible speaker. You know, I mean, this is just awful. No, awful.
He's a shame.
Can you imagine what the State of the Union's going to sound like?
Well, I think he's probably going to record it and send it out on
it'll be a virtual
on a Zoom call.
It'll be a virtual State of the Union.
Virtual State of the Union. Edit. So anyway, I like I said, it doesn't bode well for us, and it does prove the point of my tweet of the day. I don't know where
Once
I found
a
this.
Dumbass, always a dumbass.
Well, it's close because dumbass is in it. Since I told Twitter to shove it up their giggy, I depend on my friends who find these things and stick them on Facebook, and then I put them up. But anyway, the tweet of the day is, a dumbass with a pen is more dangerous than a smartass who tweets. I think that was right on. And my buddy Greg Gutfeld had a summation of the giant hole left by the absence of Donald. We're going to give you a short shot of this.
There you go.
Yes. With Trump, we had all these fresh ideas topped with magnetic energy and a slight hint of danger. It was exciting and new, like a sock full of nickels right in the face. But with Biden, he's just doing the same old thing, killing jobs, stoking racial division, and pumping up a climate panic. Worse, he's making us listen to this.
Oh, all right. We didn't cut. The part that he made us listen to was John Kerry, and I was not going to put our audience through that hell.
Oh, okay. So I didn't.
That's why I clipped it there. That's all right. It's no big deal. Now, the stock market story, that's been a big story this week. We talked about it last week. The guys on Reddit sticking it to the hedge funds. And
this is awesome.
It's still in full gear.
Well, it's in full gear, but it came to a crashing halt today. Everything crashed. The bottom fell out of all of the stocks all of the ones that were
short. The rest of the market did well.
Well, yeah, but the five stocks that were involved in this whole thing all lost their ass today.
Okay.
Everyone.
Well, you know, they were all way overvalued, but we're making a point.
Right. I know.
GameStop and AMC, those plays on those two stocks really fucked the elites in the hedge funds. And the silver market took a ride up yesterday and today for the same reason. I don't see any underlying basis for any of them to move up other than to screw those Wall Street assholes. But Robinhood, which is the trading house that everybody saw on the news and stuff last week, admitted that they're not for the little guy and they're in bed with the hedge funds. Now, Slim, you have an example. What happened to you?
Well, I don't. I do not use Robinhood. I do use Robinhood, but I don't.
Well, they all do this. It, so.
I use Cash App, and it's just only because it's a little bit easier to buy and sell. And they didn't actually halt trading on Cash App as soon as Robinhood did. But the problem here is you go into such a queue that you think you're going to buy at one price, and it tells you you're going to buy at one price, but the queue is so long at some points, and especially with this, by the time your trade actually goes, the stock has jumped. And in my case, I got in thinking I'm going to get an $8.12 a share. And when I ended up getting in, I got in at $14.84
because these aren't
full-fledged trading platforms like someone like you would use that you can say, I don't want to buy or not.
A broker does things, but that's
right.
Fine.
But some of these full-fledged trading platforms, you can go in and you can say, I don't want to buy unless it hit, is at this certain price.
Yes. You set your price points.
Correct. With Cash App, with
Robinhood. But you can do that with Charles Schwab too, though.
Well, right. But the ones that were affected by this, Cash App, Robinhood, they don't have those things. They have stop loss, and you can set sells, but you can't set. It's when you buy the market price, and you're thrown in the queue.
Well, for all the listeners who saw this story, that seems weird. I just want to give you a little quick explanation. Okay,
this is interesting.
I'm not an expert at this, although I was licensed to be a trader back in the day. Although I never did it because there was more money on the insurance side. So I traded in my Series 7 license and got a Series 6. But and people in the business understand what that means, and the rest of you, it doesn't really matter. But these hedge funds, they're on Wall Street, okay? They have servers. They have T1 lines. If you don't know what T1 line is, look it up.
People, they got bigger than T1 lines now.
Well, they got big. Yes. Well, T1 was the example I used back when I actually was doing this stuff. What they can do is they can execute trades so quickly because they're so close to Wall Street. They have such a wide pathway into the Wall Street servers that, I mean, it's like microseconds to get a trade done. And what somebody like Robinhood, who purports to be on the little guy's side, will make your trades for you. You stick in your trade. Say you want to buy stock Joe Blow and you see it's at $6 a share, and you tell Robinhood, okay, I want to buy 1,000 shares at $6 a share, you know, and you expect your account to be drafted for $6,000. Okay.
It's not.
Well, that trade sits on Robinhood's servers for a minute. Guess who's looking at Robinhood's servers?
The hedge funds.
The hedge funds. They know that you're about to execute a trade for 6,000 shares, although that's poppycock to them. That's a small one, but I'm just using it for an example. So they jump in and they buy 6,000 shares at your $6. Then when your trade gets executed a minute later, the price is suddenly $6.20. And you get drafted $6,200 out of your account, $200 more than you expected.
Uh-huh.
Soon as the price goes up from your trade, the hedge fund sells their trade.
So your trade goes down.
They made the 20 cents off of you, and then they sell and say the price goes down to $5.90. So you bought it at $6.20, and you're 30 cents behind as soon as the damn thing gets executed.
Yep, and that's exactly what happened to me. Because
and for that, they pay Robinhood a portion of what they're stealing from you and me. So the folks out there who didn't understand that, nobody in the news would take a minute and explain it to you. So
no, and
that took
a
minute.
And they won't. And I gave you a point during our pre-show. There's three things that I can give to you guys as my public service announcement tonight. If you want to know how the news organizations work and what goes on behind the scenes, watch the newsroom. If you want to know how our government works and what really goes on in the Senate and in the House and all of this, watch House of Cards. If you want to know how the hedge funds work, you watch Billions. And if you want to know about sex, you just watch Pornhub.
So there you go. Everything's on Netflix except for Pornhub.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, it's and not quite Netflix, frankly, that's Showtime. Showtime.
Netflix has got that show that they got in trouble for with the little cute 11-year-old girls dancing all sexy and stuff.
Yeah, they did too.
Yeah, so there's probably perverts watching Netflix too.
God. But if anybody there, any of our listeners have watched Billions, I mean, this is exactly what happened here, except when Billions was made, we didn't have these little platforms like Robinhood and stuff like that. But the concept is the same thing. These guys are, you know, they've got tons of people's monies that they're investing into, you know, these minute by minute by minute by minute trades, making, you know, micro pennies, but over thousands of transactions. These guys are making small fortunes, you know, all day long. And it's absolutely
every day
amazing how much money they're doing. And again, when Billions was made, I mean, this is, you know, 7-8 years ago. The technology now is so much more. One thing I would like to point out, though, that people don't understand, and one of the things people got mad at little places like Cash App and like Robinhood, and you have to keep in mind, Cash App and Robinhood are not full-fledged trading platforms. These platforms were designed for people like me that don't have a lot of money to invest in stocks, to be able to buy a stock here and there.
Oh yeah, plus they charge you a fee for the right to screw you.
Well, they don't. It's not really bad, to be quite honest. It's really not. But this was meant for, you know, on payday you could go and buy a stock, or you know. And for the average person, without having to open this huge account and fund it with $1,000 or $1,500 or, you know, whatever. And because of that, those apps had, you know, some limitations that they had to work within. And when all of a sudden, you know, the price rose, they couldn't produce. I mean, they didn't have the stuff. They actually got letters from their clearinghouse that said, shut down the stocks. You cannot sell them. We are not going to, It was like it went up to like 250% premium on the stock.
Well, I put my more controversial or intellectual things on my blog page. It's Zip Dip Blog on Facebook, for those of you who don't know. And on there today, I posted a summation of the last 3 months. And it goes like this. It's just a meme, but it makes sense. They shut down free speech when it wasn't going their way. They shut down voting in 5 states when it wasn't going their way. They shut down stock trading when it wasn't going their way. Do you see the pattern yet? Now, the only good news about this whole thing is this little kid. We got a story on him.
Well, wait, can I... Before you go into that,
go ahead.
They only shut down stock trading on 2 or 3 platforms, which again was these little guy platforms that were never meant.
The Reddit guys were using, though.
Correct, but it's not like, I mean, if you were on Charles Schwab or E-Trade or anything like that, you never got shut out of being able. This was strictly, you know, Robin Hood, Cash App, the little guys that got shut out. So I see where, I mean, you're right. This is the start of it, but it's a little bit of a stretch with the whole.
I just got a little nice feel-good story about this.
Oh, go ahead.
The amateur investors that banded together this week to squeeze Wall Street hedge funds by sending GameStop stock prices dizzyingly high because the hedge funds had shorted the stock. Some novice traders like 10-year-old Jaden Carr of San Antonio have seen their investments pay off. In December of 2019, Jaden, who was 8 years old, had been buying discounted games at GameStop, and he's wishing for an Xbox One. He's spying a way to use her son's enthusiasm for video games to teach him about investing. His mother, Nina Carr, God bless her, decided to invest in 10 shares of GameStop at $6.19 each as a Kwanzaa gift for young Jaden.
Oh, that's awesome.
She handed her son a certificate she created from an online template to explain to him that he was the owner of a tiny part of GameStop. She told him the gift was in keeping with the spirit of Ujamaa, or cooperative economics, one of the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. Okay, that's a little more detail than I needed, but that's all right. Over the past few months, she noticed it rising. But then on Wednesday, to the shock of Carr and her son, the value of GameStop's stocks surged, spit it out there, Zippy, 1,700% since December because of these millions of small investors. All of a sudden, I heard ding, 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 his mom said. And she grabbed her phone. She's looking at it. And it said $351. Now, you remember he bought this at $6.19. So she said, there's no way it can be right, but it was. So she sold his stocks, and he earned $3,200, a 5,000% return on his $60 investment.
Make sure he prints off his paperwork.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's cool.
He can afford a
PS5 now.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people that made a lot of money off from this whole thing.
I'm still going to get one for my daughter.
And what happened to, you know, today, I mentioned when we first started talking about this, you know, the 5 big stocks, all 5 of them dropped dramatically today. You know, AMC was down 42%. GameStop was down. I don't remember. It was huge. But the problem is the reason they were down is because us little guys couldn't go in and buy today. They wouldn't let us. We weren't able to buy.
Well, a lot of little guys cashed in too, because I saw a story, and I didn't put it in the show, but there's a guy who in one day on GameStop made enough money to put his kids through college for all 4 years.
There's another guy that I supposedly put $14 million in when at one point into this. So, I mean, there's people with tons and tons of money, but the problem today, you know, as the bottom fell out of all these stocks, us little guys couldn't buy because Robinhood.
Well, hedge funds should not exist anyway. Hedge funds don't do anything. They don't do anything. The guys who manipulate these guys in the hedge funds, they also then go on these CNBC shows and Fox Business Channel and and CNN and MSNBC and talk down the stocks that they're betting against.
And you want to know something scary?
It's just not fair.
No, you're not. You're right. At all. And here's what's scary about it. And if you're watch, like I said, go back and watch Billions. Guess whose money they're using? They're using people like the police union's retirement fund. I mean, that's what the whole the basis of the story with Billions is. This hedge fund was given the police union's benefits money,
and they got to play.
And they got to use it to play. I mean, that was it's they're using other people's money that unbeknownst to some of the people that are involved in that money and could be losing it. Or,
we also like to talk about cancel culture because I think these guys are canceling hedge funds. I got three.
I don't think they're going anywhere.
I got three quickies here on cancel culture because this is horrible. And it points to the lack of moral courage in politically correct institutions these days. I made a post on that earlier this week too, but the first one is Twitter suspended a major Christian group because they went on and were explaining Rachel Levine, who is the assistant secretary of health nominee from President Fraudenstein. Rachel Levine is the health secretary for the state of Pennsylvania. Rachel Levine is a dude with very long hair, likes to wear dresses. Rachel Levine is a transvestite. Okay, that's fine. Rachel Levine wants to be called Rachel instead of whatever his real name is, and that's fine. I don't care. The fact that he looks like Joe Biden the turtle. Yeah. The senator from Kentucky, Mitch.
I don't know.
He looks like Mitch McConnell with a wig. But anyway, Focus on the Family, which is an influential Christian-based family organization. They had their publication, Daily Citizen. It stated that factual information about Rachel Levine. Big tech titans are the new emperors of the 21st century, which, you know, I told you about it's a concentration camp is what it is now. And they wield an inordinate amount of power. All they did at Daily Citizen was simply said in a tweet that Dr. Levine is a transgender woman. That is a man who believes he's a woman. That's what they said, which is a proper definition. According to Twitter, that's hateful, acknowledging the biological fact. They have been suspended. That's number one. Number two. Sephora, it's a women's cosmetic and fancy schmancy outfit. They have those social media influencers, which I know you know more about than I do, but Instagram and stuff. These people get paid for showing their makeup, hair, and style, and all that stuff.
Big bucks.
And big bucks. And this lady's name is Amanda Ensing. She's a Puerto Rican beauty influencer. She's been a beauty vlogger on YouTube since 2012. She didn't just start this yesterday, has more than 1 million followers on YouTube and Instagram, where she posts her outfits, her makeup looks, her travel experiences, and the latest hairstyles. 2 months ago, she revealed that she had voted for Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential election. And then on Christmas, just a few days later, she posted a family photo with her and her boyfriend. She was wearing a Trump sweatshirt, and her boyfriend, holding their cute little dogs, was wearing a MAGA hat, okay? And she said, how to be a rebel in 2020, love God, love your country, and think for yourself. That was her caption on the photo. I like that. That's America right there. How to be a rebel in 2020, love God, love your country, and think for yourself. Well, somebody complained. And Sephora, the multinational retailer of personal care and beauty products, who sponsors her, asked for the video to be removed hours after it had already been approved to be posted. They approved everything she puts up. They approved it. They put it up. But somebody complained. And they said, she's a supporter of a dangerous MAGA group. I'm out. One person, they fired her.
the thing is, the key is it's not just one person. It was probably a particular person.
Could be. I don't think it was. They blanked out the name.
Right. But, I mean, it's not like if I had complained, they're not, who gives a shit if Brent from right. Off Hook Radio, they're not going to care. But if it was, you know, somebody with a little bit of clout complained, you know, that makes a big difference.
Well, then we've got Colleen Offline, who I saw on Tucker last week, actually. She was an associate literary agency with the Jennifer DiChiara Literary Agency in New York. So she helped people write books and get their books published and that kind of thing. Okay. So she was an agent. The president of that agency said that Colleen had accounts on Parler and Gab. It had been discovered. Just had accounts. Not anything she said, not anything she posted. She had accounts there. Thanks to Twitter, they found out that she had those accounts. And she got fired simply for being a Christian conservative.
And this is ridiculous because, you know, not that I have any, but, there, you know, there's so many social media networks out there. There's 30, 40, 50 of them. And I'm on plenty of them, too. But there's ones for gay people. You know, could I go put up a profile there and put our show posts up? Yeah, absolutely. I could. But I don't because it's gay. But if I did,
why?
I shouldn't get in trouble for it.
I think we should be on gay sites. There's a lot of gay conservatives. I have a couple of them as friends. And well, I have one as a daughter. So,
but I will tell you the reason I understand that. But one of the reasons why I've never done that is because of the fact that I don't want to be stereotyped if somebody sees me on there, even though I'm promoting my show, I would feel like they would stereotype and say that I'm gay or think that I'm gay when I'm not. You know,
Well, what's funny about the DiChiara Literary Agency is these morons put out in public that they had found out, they were distressed that one of our agents had been using the social media platforms Gab and Parler. We don't condone this activity. We apologize to anyone who's been affected or offended. The Jennifer DiChiara Literary Agency has in the past and will continue to ensure a voice of unity, equality, and one that is on the side of social justice. Okay, so unity, there's only unity and equality if you're a liberal.
Well, so they're saying that there's only unity and equality if you're on Facebook or Twitter as a liberal. You can't
as a,
be on
yes,
any
yeah,
other
can't even
social
be on the wrong
network
place.
As a liberal.
The nice thing about these idiots putting this in writing is her lawyer is going to kill them.
Well,
so there you
no,
go. There's
no
cancel way. Culture in America.
Well, but here's the other issue with that. I mean, you can fire somebody, at least, you know, we can here. We can fire somebody for any reason. So, I mean, if we don't want you to work for us because we don't like your political affiliations, we're allowed to do that. Is it right? No. I mean, it isn't. You should be able to, like I said, I have.
Whatever happened to that? We used to be 50-50 partners, but now you own the network.
Well, you've got.
You could fire me.
I will gladly. Well, you are 50-50. You just don't want 50% of the bills. That's the problem.
I wouldn't give a shit. You know, I don't care.
I'm just busting your ass.
Now, hey, now follow up on this cancel culture shit. This just broke this afternoon. In Florida, we got a governor who is short. He's relatively poor. Version of our state's most popular resident, Donald J. Trump. And today, Governor DeSantis, although he did it in a very polite, professional manner, said fuck you to the leftist institutions destroying free speech. Just like the three Americans we just mentioned in the previous story. This is awesome. DeSantis launches ambitious crackdown on big tech. He is saying screw you to Biden and the entrenched swamp in Washington that is controlled by these big tech conglomerates. And Facebook is so powerful now, and they know how powerful they are. $350 million they spent to get out the vote. But, of course, it's only the right kind of vote, meaning the left vote. they influenced the election horribly. And they had a thing that got released on the internet. Somebody recorded it. Basically, they're like patting themselves on the back how powerful they are. And we're going to do more of it. You know what they did yesterday? They decided we're not going to take any more ads from people who want to recall Governor Newsom in California. They said, ah, screw it. Now, we like Newsom. He's a liberal claptrap, and that's our home state. So if you want to run ads against him, we're not going to take him.
But in all fairness, while, again, it's not right, it's their network. It's in their terms of service. But the one thing I always go back to when we discuss that, or when CB would bring that up, you know, that it's their platform, their terms of service, that once you become that publicly traded company, I just don't think you can hide behind all those terms. No. Is that what Section 230 helps?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
DeSantis is saying fuck you to him. He announced a major push to curb big tech's political bias and censorship today with measures that include a ban on the censorship of political candidates and mandatory opt-outs of content filters for citizens of Florida. 45-minute speech, he identified them as a leading threat to American democracy and freedom of expression today. And he's absolutely right. And he pledged that Florida will take action. The new regulations include mandatory opt-outs. So they if you don't want them to track you, they're not allowed to. And granted, and I'll get to the punishment in a second. There's also a private right of action for Florida citizens against tech company that violate that condition. So if they screw with you, you can sue them in Florida court. Fines for big tech, $100,000 a day if they suspend candidates for elected office in Florida from their platforms. Daily fines for any tech company that uses their content and user-related algorithms to suppress or prioritize the access of any content related to a political candidate or cause on the ballot. He also imposes greater transparency requirements, disclosure requirements enforced by Florida's election authorities for tech companies, and power for the Florida Attorney General to bring cases against tech companies. And then there's I got a summary in my notes that's actually shorter than this article. So he gives you data protection as an individual. The candidates can't be removed, thing we just talked about. You can't be deplatformed. And there's also a thing in there where they can't deny payment processing, you know, like PayPal. And some of these banks and folks are saying, like, oh, you own a gun company, you can't use us anymore. That won't fly if you're based in Florida.
But can I ask, just, this is all awesome, and this is what it really should be all about. And there's ways to vet, like, your political candidates so that, you know, again, it goes back to, like, having that verified profile. So if, you know, you're a vetted political candidate, you know, you're a verified profile, you don't get content moderated, you don't get,
nope.
And that's great. And it can be achieved, and it can be done very easily with clicks of a few things in their back end. But the problem is, now, what happens if a candidate does put up something that is, a candidate decides, well, they can't censor me because I fall behind these protections, I'm going to incite a riot.
Well, that's where the news media is supposed to do their effing jobs.
Okay.
They haven't been doing them for the last 10 years.
But is it now wrong for the social media network to go and say, hey,
I imagine they can put their little fact thingies over there, but deplatforming them.
You can't
shut up the most powerful man in the world. He's not the most powerful man in the world anymore.
No, he's not. Big Tech was the most powerful man in the world.
Yes. So, and our stupid criminal of the week kind of ties into this too. Or not my favorite criminal of the week, because stupid criminal of the week is a different guy. My favorite criminal of the week is a lady from Connecticut. And she's fed up with the bullshit. She's 65 years old. Her name is Winters. What's her first name? I don't know. I'll find her first name here in a second. She's a 65-year-old Connecticut woman, likely one of the oldest graffiti artists in the country, and she's facing a criminal rap in connection with a spate of anti-Joe Biden tagging. Investigators charged that Emily Winters, earlier this month, defaced the exterior walls of a school, a TJ Maxx department store, and another property in Fairfield, Connecticut, where she resides. She was charged with criminal mischief, and she confessed to the graffiti spree after turning herself in. She's got a February 12th court date. According to the police, she was armed with yellow and red spray paint and tagged private property with phrases like Beijing Biden, Commie Kamala, Biden for Socialism, and the United States of China. The hoodie wearing Miss Winters is pictured in the mugshot, and then there's pictures of her art down here. She's not exactly the world's greatest artist, but she was just making a point. She wanted to make her point in public. God bless you, Emily Winters. Thank God she doesn't. If she needed bail, I'd give it to her, for God's sakes, you know? But our stupid criminal of the week is a cop.
Ooh.
Everybody likes stupid criminals. And this one's a cop. And unlike the new number three person in the Department of Justice and the new State Department spokeswoman that Biden's appointed, they think this guy is bad just because he's a white cop. No, he's not bad just because he's a white cop. Matter of fact, he only committed a tiny offense. But damn, he is stupid. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the story. And some of you might know about this because he's been around the internet for last week. Jason Collier. Jason Collier was a sheriff. Or police chief, I should say, not a sheriff. He has a wife. He has two fiancés. He has a girlfriend. And he has up to 15 other women that he sees on occasion. Apparently, unlike some men who have trouble committing, Jason Collier is not one. In fact, he loves commitment so much, he's got the wife, the two fiancés, and at least one regular girlfriend.
Man, he's got to make a lot of money.
He's a cop in a very small town, 2,000 people. Hutchinson.
How the fuck does he afford?
Stinnett, Texas, 2,000 residents.
How the fuck does he afford that many women?
Well, the whole world's heard of three-timing, and now maybe four-timing, Police Chief Justin Collier from the Texas Panhandle town called Stinnett. He has an excessively generous love life, and it blew up in his face and everyone else's feed in this epic made-for-Facebook drama. His small town is northeast of Amarillo. He ventured far out of his town, courting and getting betrothed to women in different cities and states. The story goes he's married to a woman named Opal, with whom he raises two children and two stepchildren. In November, he proposed to his girlfriend, Cecily Steinmetz, from Amarillo. A month later, he proposed to a Kansas woman named Christy Schaefer. The women believed that each were in a monogamous relationship until the love quadrangle. Actually, it's a quintangle. Oh, it's a tangled mess. That's what it is. And they found out on Facebook. Apparently, somebody noticed that this girl's boyfriend looks an awful lot like that girl's boyfriend.
Yep.
So one of his fiancés, Ms. Schaefer, had left us some comments on the Stinnett Police Department's Facebook page, which is now shut down. And one of his friends saw the comments and noticed Collier in her profile picture. She creeped Schaefer's profile and discovered he was also engaged to her best friend. Steinmetz made a public post on her own page relaying that she had been duped by Collier. What he did was the one girlfriend didn't believe him that he was unmarried now and could be her fiance and they would get married. So to prove it, he phonied up an annulment paper, took a picture, and sent it to her on her phone. She, not being totally stupid, checked with the county courthouse, and so they saw the picture and they said, no, that's not how our documents look. They have our code numbers in the top corner. That's not a legitimate annulment. That's when she called him out on the Facebook page. So now he has been arrested by the Texas Rangers because making a phony state document like that is a crime. All right. So he's lost his job. But this guy, what he would do while he was on duty, he would drive an hour or two to to meet these girls for trysts during the day. I mean, like every day. This guy's like around 40, man. I don't know how he's got the stamina, you know, that age. 40, I was down to three times a week, for Christ's sake.
This is just crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, they've got a copy of the thing. It's phony. It's BS. But per city policy, Stinnett didn't say anything about it. But like I said, he was arrested. He got bail at $10,000. So that was like $1,000 to get out. But a fourth woman named Katie Berry Carter from Abilene, she came out saying she was also romantically involved with Collier currently. Now, these are all four current squeezes. They started talking about this a month ago, and he came to see me in Abilene the weekend of the 15th and said he was on assignment last weekend in Oregon. So he spent the weekend with another girl, so he told the other girl, I'm on assignment in Oregon. I mean, this guy just, you know, this stuff's going to catch up to you, boys.
Yeah.
You give the rest of us a bad name with this crap.
Yeah.
This guy said he also has up to 15 other women that he's dated over the last few years. I mean, this guy's a walking, talking personification of why don't you keep it in your pants?
Well, I wonder if one of the reasons he's able to do this and everything is because he's a cop. You know, I mean, he's in a power position, so women are naturally attracted to him.
He's
so
a good-looking dude, too. I mean, he's not like an ugly guy or anything.
To get girlfriends. And then the girls all, well, he's a cop. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, to juggle one.
Women like guys in uniform.
Three or four or five, holy fuck.
Hey, just a quick update. We only have 18 days to go for Biden to beat William Henry Harrison's record for the shortest presidency in history.
And what's the over-under?
Well, the odds are currently 50-50. He makes it to the 18 days. The odds are 14-1 against. He'll even know it if he does. And from that clip I played earlier, that odds should be about 30-1, I think, now. He's getting worse. Hey, the other cute thing for the week, Biden's taking the border wall down, letting the illegals in at our southern border. But in Washington, D.C., the Capitol is putting a wall up to keep conservatives out. That pretty much sums up America right now.
It's a mess.
I know. I'm seditious, aren't I? I'm bringing it up. I can be accused of sedition right now. Speaking of which... Insurrection is important because next week is Childish Tantrum Part 2. That's what I call it. Or the impeachment of Donald Trump. Now, this one is really cool because they didn't even bother making up evidence this time. They just voted. They said, insurrection, let's vote. Democrats said, we hate Trump. Impeach him.
Well,
now,
go ahead.
Well, I'm just think Schumer,
something with
Schumer's,
all
Schumer's got a... Schumer's got a interesting take on it, but let's, where are you confused about?
Well, and I've watched different news networks. I've, you know, read different articles. Doesn't it just strictly say in the Constitution that in order to impeach him, he has to be currently the president?
The wording isn't that clear, no.
All right, so now
the
is that...
wording is not that clear.
The purpose of impeachment
is to remove an elected official from office, and he's already removed from office. So okay. You would think if it goes to the Supreme Court would say you can't do this. There is a reason the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who has barely a shred of dignity left after all the crap he's done the last 7-8 years, 10-12 years, actually. But Robert said, nope, I won't preside. Well, it says in the Constitution that the impeachment of a president must be, not or shall be. It says it shall be, which means must, not can be. It says shall be presided over by the Chief Justice of the United States. So if they start an impeachment trial without him running it, it's not really an impeachment trial anyway. And then the other side will argue, well, he's not the president anymore. Well, then you argue back, well, if he's not the president anymore, what the fuck are you impeaching him for?
And we know why. Why they want to impeach him. We know why.
Because they hate him.
If they can't constitutionally do it, then it shouldn't be done, regardless of what their reasons are.
There hasn't been any rulings on it. So they're going to try and go ahead with this, even though they know it won't get convicted. But Schumer, that greasy little fart, I still have nightmares about the day I met him. Yeah, I told you about me sticking my foot in the elevator door. And, he got worried because he didn't have a bodyguard with him. He just had some tall, skinny legislative assistant. And that was back before I lost all the weight. I was a big, fat dude. I was huge. And I could have eaten both of them for lunch. Mm-hmm. I was that much bigger than them. But I stuck my foot in the door because he wouldn't let me finish my sentence. And it pissed me off. And I think he got scared because sweat came out on top of his head where the little oil slicks are around his hair plugs. He started perspiring too. And then he said, "You know who I am, son." I said, "That's why I'm talking to you. I know exactly who you are, Senator." And I took my foot out and said, "Fuck it," and walked away. It wasn't worth it because I knew somebody would show up eventually to kick my ass. But anyway, Schumer says the impeachment trial is necessary to bring healing. It's going to bring healing.
Yeah.
Okay. He tweeted out Monday. He says everyone wants to put this awful chapter in American history behind us, but sweeping under the rug will not bring healing. The only way to bring healing is to actually have real accountability, which this trial affords.
No, just keep it in the limelight and in the mainstream media for the next 6 months. That's going to heal the nation. If you just drop the whole thing and let's just push forward as a nation and forget it and just let it go. And I'll be honest with you. I think if they just let it go, I think Trump shuts his mouth. He goes about his business, goes back into doing what he does, launches his news station, and takes down America in a whole different direction. So
I think we have a clip of Schumer announcing why healing is important on the Senate floor.
We do.
Let's hear that.
Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Oh. So this isn't just healing. This is sexual.
Yeah.
So it's like sexual healing.
It is. Hold on.
The erection.
It's erection. He says erection.
Well, perhaps Chucky, who's a rumored aficionado of teenage girls, rumored, perhaps he did mean sexual healing. So we're going to dedicate our closing song to Chucky Schumer. And we will be back next time, same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah, we got one more show of this before we start doing two shows.
We don't know what the hell Idol's the one. Are they doing two nights?
I don't know.
They don't Sunday morning. Who cares? People like Off the Hook. If Idol does one night, we're going to keep going Off the Hook right through it.
Correct. If Idol does two nights, I don't know. I'm not doing anything. I'm down for three nights, but that's a little. What we'll see. Don't forget.
We'll see how long I can hold up. I'm old.
Download the app in the
Apple. Just not as old as CB.
Yeah. Maybe that's. Download our app, Zone Out Radio. It's in the Apple and Google Store. You can listen to this show, Idol Radio Show, plus music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week when we're not live.
And no commercials.
And if we ever want to just have fun and just do a show whenever, we can, because we own the network. So Zone Out Radio, it's in Apple and Google. We do have a social network you can join for free, Zone Out Social.
We'll never ban you.
No, we'll never ban you. Never.
Unless you don't like us.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
You're screwed. Here you go, Schumer. Here's your song, baby.
injectable healing.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Let's make love tonight.
Pelosi, eat me.
The erection, 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 the erection.